This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You talked about, you know, your daughter, that, you know, the two guys that took their lives in cars. Now, I know you're probably not her greatest fan, but Susan Davies, who was the member for Bass.
Yeah, I remember Susan.
Yeah, she look. She said in the run up to
what's she doing now? By the way,
I don't know. Actually, she might be listening tomorrow, though.
Give her my regards.
I will. But she stated that one of the great tragedies that she discovered in the run up to the same sex relationships bill. Now I know you're out of government at the time, but that one of the tragedies she saw was the very high level of same sex attracted. So young gay men or young lesbians suiciding in the bush, you know, farmer's son goes down the back paddock and blows his head off. And that you know, that's a huge issue in the bush, and it's never talked about. How does an organisation like Beyond Blue address that?
Well, again, hopefully through the campaigns that we're about to run next year, based on evidence that comes from the community itself. I mean, for instance, what is the discrimination you're suffering? How does it manifest itself? How can we, therefore, with the help of further experts, address those and to reduce that discrimination? After all, Beyond Blue's greatest strength, I think, has been advocacy. Mm-hmm. It's not what we spend. It's not even the research. It's not the programs we deliver. It's been the public advocacy of depression in our environment and doing things about it. It's been about following good health practices. It's been about going to bed physically tired so that you hopefully have a good night's sleep and start the next day fresh. So, and I'm not sure, because I'm not sure whether there is any research that proves up Susan's point or not, but anecdotally, there is no doubt there is a lot of deaths, sadly, in the bush. There was even, not that long ago, a very, very senior businessman whose name would be known to you, who just went to the back of his property and took his life for no apparent reason at all. And his family still today have no reason.
Don't know why, yeah.
These two young men, in one sense, in whose memory Beyond Blue has been founded. I don't discriminate again between whether a person is gay or straight. The loss of a life is very, very sad. Sadly, in one sense, it's sadder for those who remain. Mm. The person's made a choice. They've gone. You know, I have my dear friends at The Age. I got a call one day after one of their journalists took his life. Mm. And I got calls from a number of people up there, some who are in an open plan working. A guy rang me up sitting next to him, near him, said, I've sat with him for 7-8 years. I didn't even have any idea that this individual was depressed. Now, the impact of a death on family, on friends, on workplace colleagues is enormous. So I think the important thing is to make sure that in the research we're doing at the moment to develop this campaign, the outcome of it has got to be the same sort of campaign that we've run on depression, where through positive advocacy, you can change public opinion. I said to you before, I think the change within the community in understanding depressive illnesses, in talking about it, in seeking help, is one of the biggest social changes we have seen in a long, long time. Occur so quickly. In real terms, without the expenditure of any money on advertising. A lot of media, billboard operators have given us time and space to get our message around because they believe. They believe in what we're doing. They have had some contact with someone who has been depressed or mentally ill or taken their life.
Again, it's like all politics is local. All issues
right.
are personal.
If this... Therefore, without having necessarily the evidence to specifically support Susan's point, anecdotally, she will be right. Because there will be members of the community who are taking their life. because they feel they are discriminated against, because they are internalising over the way in which they are either treated or are fearful of being open,
yeah,
and going about their business as the majority of the community do. So, again, I'd stress the point. It's not the money. It's getting the messages right. And we're doing this now with the community, and it's been very well led. And I have no doubt from next year, if we can, you know, we're not going to rush it just to get it out there to offset anything that may be said at the moment or what's happening. But if we get the messages right, I think we can have as great an impact for the community over the next 10 years as we've had with depression. But I would call on the community to actually work with us as best they can to make sure it works. There's no point going out there with a half-baked message that doesn't work. And just to prove a point, Nicole Hyatt, who is sitting in the studio with me now, has been the deputy at Beyond Blue, has been responsible for crafting with an organisation, I think, called Frontier, our advertising campaigns, which have been very specifically directed. But if I can say from normal advertising campaigns, are terribly soft. They've got a wonderful message that works because the agency is understanding and compassionate. And the issue of depression or the issues facing GLBTI are soft and passionate, need to be expressed in a different way.
Mm.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.